KOJB 90.1 Eagle. Hey, this is John Arthur. This is the History of German Dance. It's a program designed to give you a little bit of insight of things that you probably see at Apollo and some of the sights, sounds, smells you're going to run into, and of course, people. And right now, we're interviewing some people, and we're interviewing Esther Goodman. She's a dancer, and we are. I'm going to ask her some questions about her life and some of the things that she's encountered while she's been on the powwow trail. Esther, when was your first memory of powwows?
I was back when I was like about 3 or 4 years old. I was in Red Lake, and my mom and auntie took me there. And yeah, they've been a big influence on why I started dancing in the first place.
How old are you now, Esther?
23 years old.
Okay, and so did you start dancing right about the time you were 3 or 4 then?
I think so.
What was your first type of dance that you did? Was it jingle, fancy, whatever?
Yeah, I was really fond of jingle dress. I don't know, they were graceful, and I don't know. I was just more fond of jingle dress dancers, so that's what I started dancing. I mean, I like fancy shawl dancers, but. Just more fond of jingle dress.
Okay, nice. That's good. I know that, like, the jingle dress dance is a dream dress. It's an Ojibwe dress, right?
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of the young ladies now, as a matter of fact, I know I go to powwows everywhere, and I see them everywhere now. I was wondering if you had seen that the girls, when they did the inauguration for Obama, did you see all them ladies that were there with the jingle dresses?
Yeah, I was watching it.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we can be pretty good, pretty proud of that. That. You know, that jingle dress, and we know it's a dream dress, and we know it's a healing dress, and that dress has gone everywhere into a lot of the different nations throughout the United States, Canada, and I've even seen it on the other side of the world when I was on the other side of the world. And when you start dancing, who was your influence as far as dancing went?
Well, it was mostly my mom and my auntie. They were the ones that influenced me the most.
So they were dancing?
Yeah, my auntie, she was a jingle dress dancer, and my mom, she would get me motivated, and they just motivated me.
So they took you around to powwows a lot?
Yeah.
Which powwows did you go to that you liked the best?
Mostly Cass Lake and the White Earth Powwow.
Those are some pretty big powwows throughout the year in this local area anyway, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've been all over the place too. One of the things that I noticed, and which is a luxury for us here in the Northland, is that during the summer months, we can find a powwow here almost every weekend, right?
Yeah.
And when I go other places, like when I went out to California, Oklahoma, they have like maybe one or two powwows a year. So here we're pretty lucky in having a lot of powwows at our disposal whenever we want to get out and start dancing. And have you ever been to Canada?
No, I haven't.
You plan on it?
Maybe in the future.
Yeah, those Canadian powwows are pretty nice. Are you mother now?
Yes.
What's your child's name?
Anton.
Anton. Wow. That's a good, strong name. Are you going to bring him up to start learning how to dance and things like that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I know, we're putting her on the spot here. I asked her like about a week ago if she'd do this interview with me, and I tried to give her a little bit of time to go ahead and get a few thoughts together, and I try to keep this as easy as possible for her. I know as a parent, you know, it's nice to get your child walking down that road and get going, and you know, I think that are you still jingle dress dancing?
No, not right now. I'm busy with like work and raising my son.
So you plan on getting back on the trail though?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then there's Cast Psych Powers. They got like three of them. They got Memorial Day, and they got 4th of July, and then they got Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah.
Which ones you go to?
Mostly the, or both of them.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I noticed that also they had a really nice campgrounds here until that big storm hit last summer, right?
Yeah.
And then they took a bunch of trees out. Yeah. So anyway, I was walking around the powwow grounds there, and all the trees that used to be for shade are now laying around ready for firewood. That's the way us Indians are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't waste it at all. We just pick it right up and keep going. A lot of sunny spots now. There's no more the shady spots that used to be shaded by the trees. I don't see too many people camping in those spots, but you know, there's still quite a bit of shade out there, and it's still a very good powwow. When you get going back into dancing, are you going back into jingle?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. And then your son, what is he going to do? Is he going to fancy? Is he going to grass dance, traditional dance?
His dad really wants him to go into grass dance. He's going to motivate him on that one.
Oh, so does his dad dance?
He used to when he was younger, but he don't anymore.
Oh, well, you know, it sounds nice, you know, to get back in there, get back in the circle, because I know that when I go on out, you know, and I hit the powwow trail, there's all kinds of people to run into and meet and see and have a lot of fun, and I'm sure that you with the child, well, that'd be a really nice thing for your little baby to grow up into. What did you think when you were a little child when you were at powwows? Fun?
Yeah, it was. Like, get to see family and friends and just enjoy the weekend with dancing and fry bread. And
oh, yeah.
Indian tacos, yeah.
Did you run into all the other camps and go and get food?
No.
No, I did. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Well, it wasn't like that. It was more like we would like go and visit, and they invite us on in, and you know, sit down and have a bite to eat, something to drink, tell stories, you know, about some of the things that they had seen in the past. So, what powwow was your first powwow?
I think it was a Red Lake one.
Those are really nice. I like those powwows up there. A lot of good champion dancers and singers come out to Red Lake Reservation. And friends, family. Got family up there?
Yeah.
You got family in Leech Lake?
No, just Red Lake and White Earth.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you got brothers, sisters?
Yeah.
They dance? Used to?
Yeah, they used to.
Okay. So, yeah, all of this powwow family. So, anyway, I'd like to thank Esther Goodman for doing an interview with me. It was really nice of her. And it was good to hear her history of singing and or dancing, at least. And do you ever sing before?
No.
Just in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your drum and dance. Thanks for tuning on in, and we'll get back to you again next week with another interview. So, thanks for joining in.